business, with alcohol, with this, with that, with drugs, with such, because they do not have free will. They do not have free will. You have free will, for instance, to break the law. There is written 90 miles, for instance, the limit for speed limit. You have free will, you can go 200 miles, for instance. Then you will do crime. How to prevent people, I am not talking about other people because that is not my business. I am talking to the Baha'i youth, to my dear friends, to the people who are so close to my heart. If we, I say we, to put myself among the young people. We, you, if we correlate, I am quoting Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha and the beloved guardian. I never say one word if there is not text. Because I know that Abdul Baha said, whoever is coming to you, whoever, and telling you something, you ask proof from the text. If he doesn't have, then don't believe. Don't believe. Even he says, don't listen to that. And don't argue with him, of course, but don't listen to that. Baha'u'llah says, please go back to the gleanings. Even I know the number 160, the number 160, paragraph 160, the gleanings. Gleanings from the writings of Baha'u'llah. Who did that for us? The beloved guardian. He did that to us, to read that, not to decorate our library for that book or other books. He translated this book, Gleanings, from the writings of Baha'u'llah. There is this, what I tell you now, in the Gleanings and the Kitab al-Aqdas, and I show you the text, paragraph 160, please open the Gleanings and read. If we, Baha'is, you especially, I say you because the young people, they have more strong will. And it's good. It's gift of God given to you. Strong will. God bless you. Have that strong will. Strong will to pioneer. Strong will to go to far places. Strong will to go to isolated places. Strong will to have these sufferings, these persecutions, strong will to go to martyrdom. That's good. That's God giving to you the best gift. But you should, I should, you should too, to correlate your will with the will of God. That's Baha'u'llah's words. Read the gleanings. What does mean? Whatever you want to do, first you think, is it in accord with the teachings, with the writings? Did Baha'u'llah said that to do or not? Did Baha'u'llah said don't or do? In other words, this is our liberty, Baha'u'llah says, our freedom, that we should correlate, we should bring in parallel our free will with the will of God. Then Baha'u'llah says, how do you know what is will of God? I have quotations here, I can tell you. How you should understand what is will of God, he said, read the writings, اقرأ الألواء لتعرف ما هو المقصود. Immerse, he says, yourselves in the ocean of the writings to see what is God's will. Then you correlate your will with the will of God. If your strong will say, do this, and Baha'u'llah said, don't, I never would do that. I never wanted to put myself, this is my rough translation in his words, in the hand of my enemies. I never wanted to suffer. I never wanted to sacrifice whatever I had. I also wanted to live like others in luxury, in good things that he had. But why I did that? Because God commanded me to do. My will is nothing, is zero, when God's will is there. You can find in the hidden words, so many you can find in the gleanings, you can find in all writings of Baha'u'llah. In one of tablets Baha'u'llah says, I wanted to give money, to give whatever I have, even to my killer, to Qatilman, to my killer. But because it is not according to the will of God, I won't. He says, I sacrifice my life because God said do that. Two more words. I heard from Afnans. I never saw in the book. I heard from Afnans that once the mother of the beloved Bab, you know, that the mother of the Bab was not believer when he declared himself, then Baha'u'llah taught her in the faith when she was in Najaf and Karbala. You know that from the history. He used to say, my dearest, you are the only son, the only child that I have. And I love you so much. Why you say you are promised one that they will kill you? And the answer of the Bab said, my mother, my dear mother, because God told me to do that. God told me that. Not me. Then the mother said, but I know these people, they will kill you. He said, I know that before. I know that the end of my life is martyrdom. But what shall I do? God said, announce. God said, do that. You see, manifestation of God also correlating his will with the will of God. When Baha'u'llah was in Sulaymaniyya, you know from Nabi's narrative, he said, I didn't want to come back to Baghdad. Never I thought so. But God commanded me to do, and there is nothing just to obey the will of God. Now, because my dear colleagues also, they wanted to talk to you, I had my 30 minutes, maybe a little less, doesn't matter. But I tell you again, my dearest, whatever you do, you should do according to the will of God. How do you know that what is will of God? Baha'u'llah says, read the writings. Read the writings. The writings, the revelation came just for that, for us to read that. Whatever God said, do, do. Whatever he says, don't, don't. Why we Baha'is not using alcohol? Why? Because Baha'u'llah said, God said, don't. And I tell you, in all religions was like that. It's a quite different matter. Why we are not gambling? Because will of God is not to do. Why we are fasting? Because Baha'u'llah, in other words, God said, do that. Why we have obligatory prayer every day? One friend asked me by letter, I don't know who is, but he said, what is different between prayer and writings? There is a great difference between. When you pray, all right, this is by prayers, anytime you wish to pray. But writings, to read writings, it means to read Baha'u'llah's tablets. Ishraqa tajalliyat, I don't know how in English, tarazat, tajalliyat, kitab, and so many writings what revealed by Baha'u'llah. We should read those and understand. Baha'u'llah said, read the writings to know what God wanted you to do. In the presence of the guardian, permit me just to 2 minutes. I used all my minutes. In the presence of the beloved guardian, he asked us, Persian friends walking with him in the garden, he said, tell me, friends in Iran, they pray more or they read more the writings? One pilgrim had a sense of humor. He said, beloved guardian, we pray more than reading the writings. He said, why? He said, well, when we are praying, we are commanding God what to do. Protect me, save me, do this for me, do that for me, save my children, please, I am going to give examination, help me. But when we are reading the writings, he said, that pilgrim, God commanding us what to do. Do this, don't do that. It's easier to pray. And the beloved guardian said, smiled. Whoever saw the guardian knows what I'm telling about, because really, it was heaven. He said, when you're going back, on my behalf, tell Persian friends, do both. Then he said, balance these two. Pray and read the writings. Allah.
Dear friends, it is always a joy for Baha'is in Canada to have Dr. Ali Akbar Furatan come to visit us. I think if we had kept a record, a tape recording of all the talks he has given in Canada in, I would guess, 40 or 50 years, I think they would consist in audience participation, in raucous laughter, some weeping and gnashing of teeth as he tells of the troubles and problems he's been faced with his Canadian audiences. But I would like to tell you another story about Dr. Furatan that you won't often hear. In fact, I've never heard anybody tell it excepting myself. And I can always count on having a lot of fun in my meetings when Dr. Furatan is here. But this is quite a different kind of a situation. You know, we used to have a winter school at Balac in Quebec, not far from Montreal. And it was a marvelous school. people would come from across Canada to go to it. And it was full of fun. And my wife liked this Bolac so much that she just insisted that we buy a house near there so we could go regularly and take all our friends and have that summer school do most of our main teaching. Well, we did this for some years. And there were several of the best teachers, including several hands, who used to come to Bolac, and they would give courses. And there was one hand who used to come. I won't tell you his name at this point. But he used to come and give a talk at the school in the evenings. And he would live with us in our house. And in the mornings, he and I would go for a walk. And we went to some lovely places. And one day we were heading out on our usual walk, and it looked like a nice day. But he looked at me and he said, "John, don't you think we ought to take an umbrella?" And I said, "No, it's not going to rain today." And, well, so Audrey was there and she said, "Well, take a raincoat anyway." And I said, "No, we don't need a raincoat. It's not going to rain. Look at the sky. It's a beautiful sky." So we headed out without either raincoat or umbrella. And after we'd gone about 3 miles away from home, suddenly a cloud appeared. And water started dropping down in buckets. And fortunately, there was a nice big pine tree a little down the road, and we ran for that. And we got to it, and its lovely wide boughs protected us from the rain, and we stood there, and this guest of ours kindly turned to me, and he said, "John, do you think the hands have infallibility?" So he has never ceased to rub this in to me. And I wonder how many of you know what infallibility is. If I get to the end of my talk, I will take a look at my watch, 2 or 3 looks at it. And if there's still time left, I might tell you something about infallibility. At this time, I want to tell you about some other things. You know, I would love to have time to talk about our beloved Shoghi Effendi. Those of us who served under him for some years, we had the joy of being guided by him and being directed in all things we did. And we had a great love for him. And we used to say a prayer every day. Some of us said it more often than once a day. And I'm going to read it to you. And those of you who are old-timers, like Dr. Furtan, who